The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome to our continued exploration of love. And for some of you, you've been with me exploring this topic now for over 6 months. And may it be that you're learning to trust love more, to value it more, and to find it in yourself more, and to appreciate that loving is better than what is worse than loving, that loving is better than hating. Loving is better than objectifying people as objects of your desire. Love is better than being praised, and that loving is better than being loved. And so there is a kind of resilience, there's a kind of self-sufficiency that comes with Dharma practice, a kind of deep settling onto ourselves. And the whole path to that resiliency, that settle, is real kind of feeling at home with oneself, can take a long time in practice. And so some of you have been along here for this time, and we did a whole 6 months or so last year on samadhi, the gradual deepening of this deep ability to settle in deeply in ourselves, independent of the concerns around us, to not be tied always to what happens around us. Of course, it's important. Of course, our social relationships are important. But it's also important to develop some inner balanced strength, strong balance inside, where there's a kind of independence of sorts. And so the Buddhist path, gradually building this over time and moving into this love that we've done now 6 months on, and now on that foundation, beginning to explore this idea of equanimous love, and to do it gradually. And today the introduction was a friendship that's light, a friendship that is a friend, but it's not, it's easy, it's uncomplicated, maybe because you don't know each other that well, you don't have that much at stake in your relationship. So it's relatively easy to have it, and so begin exploring what it is to have equanimous love to someone for whom there aren't the complications. What will often happen is that it's very difficult to stay on track sometimes in these kinds of things, because the very doing of one thing will bring up the exceptions, bring up the places where it's hard otherwise. And so we don't give ourselves to the simplicity of the exercise now, and trusting that we'll get to that. We're slowly growing and developing and exploring. And now we're exploring today with this, you know, an easy friend, a friend that's easy to love in some way. And then to begin exploring, in order to really appreciate this equanimous love, that equanimous love is not to be disconnected from people. So some hesitation people have around equanimous love is that equanimity just seems like a disconnect, like being aloof, being detached, being somehow unavailable, being a blank, being neutral. And so there's nothing there. So there's a lack of connection. But the opposite is what's going on. This is actually, equanimous love involves a deep connection that might only be one way. The connection doesn't have to be reciprocated. We can feel connected. We can feel present for the people. And we can also then begin learning how we disconnect, how we give up the connection. If someone doesn't, you know, treat us just perfectly the way we want to be treated, then there's a little bit resentment. We feel disrespected. We feel discounted. We feel betrayed, we feel hurt, all kinds of things we feel, and they're very human to feel these things. But in feeling them, there's a subconscious choice is made to step away from the connection and allow yourself to be disconnected by this. Sometimes we come with justifications. Of course we should be disconnected. They've disconnected. Is that really the case? Is that of course? Is it of course that in the calm and the peacefulness of meditation, that that's a place where you need to maintain the disconnect? What's it like to maintain the connection? And the analogy for this that I'd like to offer, I think it comes from Christianity, and I'll use this analogy without really understanding its Christian context, so I apologize to the Christians for this. But there is this idea that, I've heard, and it goes around in our society, this idea of if someone hits you, offer them the other cheek. And there's something very profound about this, but it's not a Buddhist approach. There's never any idea in Buddhism that to give the other cheek to allow them to hit you again. Rather, if someone hits you, either literally or with their words, we're not there to stand there and just kind of receive it passively or be kind of crumble, or but rather the idea is to that's the occasion, not give the other cheek, but to look them in the eye, hold their gaze, be present, be even more present than you were before, really establish a presence, like I am here, and look at them, not glare at them, not with anger, but look at them with the human sense of friendly connection, concern, love, compassion. Hold the gaze. Stay present. And so that this analogy is the idea that don't you give up the connection. And I've seen many times people treating me this way. I've treated other people this way. I've seen it between people that keeping that friendly connection going, just being present, almost like, you know, just not reacting to what the other people say, but staying friendly, staying relaxed, staying non-reactive, can be an amazingly good medicine for the situation where the other person can't survive, can't continue because of the warmth coming. And of course there needs to be some real skill in having these kinds of conversations, difficult conversations with people. But that's something to be learned over time. But the reference point of learning and exploring this in meditation, where in meditation itself there's not much at stake. You can always not, it's very private, no one needs to know that you're doing this. And there, to explore your amazing miracle of capacity, your capacity for love, your capacity for kindness, for friendliness, for open-heartedness, to gaze upon the world kindly, to gaze on others with friendship. The one of the definitions of love is a friendly, open space in which to receive others. Equanimous love is a love that doesn't lose that connection for anything. It doesn't lose that connection because the person's going to give you whatever you want and it just is so good and you just kind of get overwhelmed with gratitude, delight, and filled with love. But there's something lost in overwhelming gratitude and joy and appreciation and conceit around getting exactly what you want, maybe. There is a way of staying equanimous, even if you're being praised. And then when things are not going well. And so to learn how to maintain that equanimous, open, caring, friendly, open space, no matter what. And for today, the emphasis is to do that with a person for whom it's uncomplicated to do. You don't quickly come with exceptions, don't quickly come there with reservations, why you shouldn't, why you can't. When they do that, they're going to do that again. You can't do it because they'll take advantage of you. When you're meditating, or when you're doing this in your own private kind of situation, try not to have the come up with the exceptions. Try to just, and don't worry about whether they deserve it or not. That's not the name of the game. The samadhi of equanimous love is to find a way genuinely, honestly, completely to immerse yourself in this world of love, to hold it constant, to hold the connection context, connect the flow, the warmth, the open, friendly space. Just keep it there. Breathe with it. And let that become the only thing you're thinking about, the only concern you have. Because as a meditator, hopefully over time, we're learning how to let go of our preoccupations, let go of our thoughts that take us away from the task at hand. And to give ourselves over fully to this, and to learn the amazing experience in meditation or in the privacy of your own life when you're not in complicated relationships, the amazing gift and the medicine of being able to have equanimous love in all situations, to be able to gaze on the world kindly, to not turn away, to not turn the other cheek, to not attack, to not blame, to maybe not get angry, but to meet the situation honestly, wholly, completely, with kindness. I'm here. And so as you go, continue now, if you want to continue with, you know, doing this in the next 24 hours before I meet again, see if you can find the people, variety of people through the day, that privately, on your own, no one has to know you're doing this, people for whom it's relatively uncomplicated, see if you can hold the gaze of kindness. See if you can value not the ideas, not the history, not the memories, not the challenges of the relationship that exist, but the simplicity of an open, friendly gaze, open, friendly heart. Breathe with it, stay with it. Just give yourself over to it, whether it's for a minute, 5 minutes, explore it, feel it. And see what that highlights for you of how you lose that connection. And that losing that connection is maybe something you don't have to do as much as you're doing it. To stay connected, stay present with love, equanimous love. That's a great gift. So thank you very much.